How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello there, everyone. We're locked in for episode 136 of Locked On Thunder, presented by the Norman Transcript. I'm your host, Fred Katz. Locked On Thunder is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Head on to iTunes and search Locked On Thunder. Subscribe to the podcast there and leave a review once you're on that page. Also, find us on audioboom.com and log on to normantranscript.com to check out my blog, Thunder Road. It's under the sports tab on the site. You can find all my Thunder coverage there. I'm on every day of the week, Monday through Friday. Tonight, recording late Wednesday night, early flight tomorrow morning. I know I did a quick show earlier in the week. I'm probably going to do a little bit of a quicker one because honestly, this road trip has killed me. I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go to bed. Early flight in the morning. And that's just what I'm going to do. So quick wrap-up of the Thunder's game tonight. I'm recording this one from San Antonio. They just lost to the Spurs 108-94. Russell Westbrook finished with 27 points, 14 assists, 6 rebounds. Adams had 16 and 12. Oladipo had 15. Kawhi Leonard was sick. He had 36 points, 8 boards, 4 assists. And had like one of the moves of the year when he crossed over Oladipo with this right-to-left between-the-legs move. Then finished around the rim. With a reverse layup when he got hit in the head and finished an M1. It was a crazy play. LaMarcus Aldridge had 25 too. He shot pretty well, played a pretty good game. Thunder pretty much got outplayed in this one. I thought Russell, they turned it over 13 times in the first half. They were sloppy. The offense was really bad for the first like 18 minutes of the game. The offense was really, really bad. I'll get to why in a little bit. Russell Westbrook played really well, which was nice to see coming off a down game, I thought, in Cleveland. He had a triple-double, but shot the ball poorly, struggled to finish around the rim, struggled to get to the rim late in the game because of the way Tristan Thompson played, because of the way that Shumpert was guarding him, and the Cavs were really getting physical with him, and it was just not one of his better games, which was fine. And Tuesday night, one of his best games in a little bit, I thought. He played really, really well, shot well, pushed pace well, passed well, found guys. Just a really, really strong offensive game from him. Helped the Thunder on a huge run in the third quarter. Look, they were down big. They were down 18 points at one point. They were down 66-49 midway through the third quarter. They went on a 22-2 run, and they took a three-point lead. They took a 71-68 three-point lead. But it was all about Russ. It was all about Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook was a +8 in this game. He was a +8 in a game they lost by 14. Which means that in the 14 and a fraction minutes that Russell Westbrook was off the floor, the Thunder got outscored by 22. I mean, that's a problem. And the reason that I bring this up, look, obviously they're better with Russell Westbrook on the court. Of course they are. That's not a secret. It's not breaking news. It's nothing shocking. But the reason that I bring this up in this game in particular, just because it's been two games now without Enes Kanter, that the bench has really struggled. I kind of thought the Russell Westbrook being off the court, the Thunder struggling with Russell Westbrook off the court, that narrative, obviously it was true. I thought it was a little overplayed over the last 5 weeks, 6 weeks, mostly because of the way Kanter has played of late, with the way the second unit has scored, and with his passing, with his posting up, with his easy buckets. It's just been better. It's been a better unit. The reserves have been better. They've been more impressive. And that's a lot to do with Kanter. But with Kanter hurt now for a second straight game without him, second unit looked lost. Cameron Payne was a minus 28 in this one. That's a problem, I think. But they're still clearly trying to find a way to work with Westbrook off the floor. And, you know, they went on that run. They went up 3 on a 22-2 run. Kawhi Leonard hit a little fadeaway jumper to make it 71-70. Ended the 22-2 run. Made it a insurmountable 22-4 run. Timeout. Westbrook comes out of the game. Little under 3 minutes to go in the third at this point. He comes out at 71-70 Thunder. He comes back in with about 8 minutes left in the fourth, and the Thunder are down 11. 12-point swing once the bench came in. Problem. Now, you can't expect them to play as well without Kanter. You just can't expect it. That would be silly. It would be unfair, and it would be silly. You lose a good player, you're probably not going to be as good. That's the whole point of having a good player. But at the same time, it's still a problem. And Billy Donovan is clearly still trying to figure stuff out. You know, he talked about, and he openly talks about, how the way to replace Enes Kanter's minutes. Not to replace Enes Kanter. I always try to say the way to replace Enes Kanter's minutes, because they don't have a guy who can replace Enes Kanter. But the way to replace his minutes is by committee. And Billy talks about that a lot. He wants to use a committee to do it. And that's clear. But they struggled to initiate offense. They gave up looks around the rim. The bench was a problem. Now, the most interesting part of this game, I thought, because look, the bench is probably going to struggle in some aspect until Kanter returns. Maybe not this greatly. But this will be a theme. But something I thought was really interesting in this game in particular was an adjustment that Billy Donovan made, where he basically benched Andre Roberson in this one. Now, it wasn't a permanent thing. It's not like, all right, Andre, you're coming out of the game, go sit down, and then he doesn't come back. But so in the first half, the Thunder were really struggling with spacing. The Spurs were putting Tony Parker on Andre Roberson. They were having him help off whenever he wanted. The lane was totally clogged. Westbrook couldn't get to the lane. 13 turnovers in the first half. They were struggling offensively. They had like 6 buckets like 16 minutes into the game. They just couldn't score. And they were getting to the free throw line, but they could not get field goals. And they were really struggling from every sort of efficiency standpoint. They were struggling offensively. Every single one. So Billy Donovan pulled Andre Roberson. Even though Roberson is really good on Kawhi Leonard, Billy Donovan pulled Andre Roberson from the game. Had him sit down, went with Anthony Morrow. In crunch time, he went with him the rest of the game. That's when they went on that 22-2 run in the second half. He pulled Roberson in the third quarter, earlier than he normally does. Went to Anthony Morrow. And Morrow did not play great. 3-for-12, 1-for-6 from 3. But just the spacing that he provided, it helped a lot. It opened up, like, they tried to go for a lob to Stephen Adams a couple of times in the first half. Didn't work, couldn't make it work with the spacing. They got it in the second half, because that help defender couldn't pull over to check Adams in the lane when he was rolling, because he was on Roberson. Or he wasn't on Roberson, I should say. He was on Morrow. It's interesting with the way that that worked. Now, I don't think that's going to permanently carry over to other games necessarily, but it's something that the Thunder will have to deal with in postseason series for certain. And it's if the roster stays the same, of course, and it's something that the Thunder will have to deal with some other opponents too on a night to night basis. That was a smart adjustment by Billy. They were able to go on that 22-2 run. The offense really opened up. The spacing was much more impressive, but it was an interesting adjustment, and it's something to follow with Roberson. It is definitely something to follow. Billy played a couple of funky lineups tonight. Played some Ajay Kristen for a few minutes in the second half there. He played some interesting lineups. I think the thing with Billy, and I saw some people complaining about this on Twitter, he's an experimenter. He wants to experiment when there are issues with the roster. Right now, Kanter hurt, issue with the roster. He wants to experiment to try to figure stuff out. You know, he's still the same guy. He changes rotations all the time. Yeah, he settled on something halfway into the year. And Alex Abrines was hurt on this night too. So I don't know if like Kristen plays or some of the rotational decisions that are made happen, because Abrines was out with back spasms. I don't know if some of those rotations happen. If, you know, maybe Abrines plays a career high in minutes tonight with the amount that Morrow played. Morrow played 30 minutes. Maybe Abrines gets 30 minutes instead if he's not out hurt. And we don't know the status of Abrines. They haven't said anything. Doesn't seem like it was horrible. He was like walking off and everything after. But who knows? Back spasms. Who knows how that stuff is. But Billy's a guy who's going to experiment. With Kanter out, he's going to experiment. That's just who he is. And I think that's how you end up getting some of these lineups. He just wants to see how it looks. He just wants to see how it looks. I don't even know if he always plays these lineups because he thinks like, oh, this is going to work. This gives a great chance of working. I think he just wants to see how it looks. He wants to see what it's like on an NBA court. And I think we're going to see that at least for a little bit until he can solidify some rotations with Kanter out and with whatever else is going on with the roster too. I'm going to talk about the Bulls quickly. So the Thunder back-to-back on Wednesday. They play Chicago. Couple of differences from last time. First off, Jimmy Butler had the flu. Tried to play last time. Looked terrible. Made no contributions because he was clearly so sick. Probably shouldn't have been playing. And Now he's healthy. He's back playing. Bulls obviously have chaos. Thing to watch in this one might be the three-point shooting. Rondo's back in the rotation now, even though he's Instagramming. Stuff's going on in Chicago. Chicago's a soap opera right now. But I'll give the one key before I go to this game. Might be the three-point shooting. You got teams number 29 and number 30 in three-point percentage playing against each other in this game. And if one of them is able to find a way to make threes, that could end up making the difference. The Thunder beat them pretty handily in Chicago the last time they played a couple of weeks ago. But again, Butler was hurting that one. Cantor's hurt now. Butler's the best player on the Bulls. It's not even close. You lose a guy like that. I mean, he's their Westbrook. You lose a guy like that, it's pretty impossible to evaluate them. It's pretty impossible to evaluate what that team is. But they're a game under 500 now. I think they're seventh in the East at the time of me recording this on late Tuesday night. It won't necessarily be an easy game. Robin Lopez is a tough matchup. Although Robin Lopez and Steven Adams have best friend potential. For sure. Robin Lopez is a tough matchup. They have some tough defenders. Taj Gibson looks like he's going to play. He's been hurt for a little bit, but I think Fred Hoiberg or someone told reporters that he was probably going to play on Wednesday because all the Bulls beat writers tweeted at the same time. So that's good news for the Bulls. But he's a strong defensive player and a good role guy and a tough guy to play. And they have some, you know, Butler's a good defensive guy. They have some tough defensive guys who play in their starting lineup. But I think that three-point shooting is going to end up making a difference. If one of those teams can create some three-point shots, because the Bulls don't just shoot a low percentage. They're less in attempts, they're less in makes, they're less in three-point percentage, they're less in everything in terms of three-point shooting. So if one of those teams can get hot from three, that could end up making the difference in the game. Remember, I'm on every weekday, Monday through Friday. Head on to iTunes, subscribe to Locked On Thunder. If you have questions, comments, email lockedonthunder@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter, @FredKatz, FREDKATZ. Log on to normantranscript.com for all your Thunder needs. And like I said at the top of the show, check out my blog, Thunder Road, to follow team coverage and what's next for the Thunder there. That's going to do it for today. I'll be back with you tomorrow after the Bulls game. I'm not sure. I know last time there was the Bulls. I podcasted with Sean Hyken of Locked On Bulls. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to be doing on that front this time. I haven't spoken to Sean, but I'll shoot him a text and I'll see what the deal is for tomorrow. But whether it's with me, whether it's with Sean, whether it's alone, whatever it is, until next time, Locked On Thunder is locking up.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the wraiths. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.